Hi. Welcome back to Dear Young Person. Okay, so this isn't going to take too long. This is just like a quick recap of how the year has been. I've always wanted to do my year in review thing, but then I just thought, you know, instead of writing, because writing is somehow kind of sort of tedious now, so I decided to make it into an episode of my podcast. You know, win-win. You get to listen instead of reading if you hate reading. So yeah. So something happened towards the end of last year. I think I was scrolling through Twitter and I saw a post that she made about having a vision board that kind of outlines what you plan to achieve in the year and stuff like that. And it had like I think about 8 different headings. So I decided to try that. You know, I decided to try having a vision board for my 2020. And what is surprising is the fact that the things I wrote out in my, like, for my vision board, because it's not really like a board because I have it on paper, it's surprising because months after, like June, July, I looked at it and I was like, I'm actually taking stuff off this list. You know, I just thought it was going to be for show, but I realized that I don't know if there's a science to it, but like I was unconsciously or just subconsciously, I don't know which one would work best in this case, but I was doing things that were on my list without even knowing that I was. I think maybe neuroscience would explain it because there are 2 ways of learning, apparently, focused learning and diffuse learning mode. So in the focused learning mode, you know, you're intently looking at an idea. You know, it's like you're trying to like understand the concept. And then in the diffuse mode, it's when you're letting your self take a back seat so that your brain can get to work subconsciously. So it's like what happens when you're trying to understand something and you just sort of give up and say, you know what, I'm going for a walk, you know. And as you're taking that walk, you know, it's beginning to make sense in your head. That's what the diffuse mode of learning is all about. So if I'm going to explain it scientifically, I think that's what happened. You know, maybe my brain went into like diffuse mode and then, you know, I was now like the ends were now connecting, you know, and things like that, and it just sort of happened. But I'm a Christian, so my explanation is, who did it? Oh my God, Jesus! Sorry. So, like I was saying, so I'm just going to give a summary according to the headings. You know, I'll start with spirituality. This year, I realized that I grew a lot more. You know, I studied my Bible a lot more. I prayed a lot more. And I sort of I grew in such a way that like I had to look back, you know. There's this thing that PCTM said to me this year. She said life is understood in retrospect, and I realized like every time that I look back, it hits me, and somehow every time I'm a little bit surprised at how apt it is, because personally, I used to be, what's the word I'm looking for? I used to have issues forgiving, because, like, I would say I'm forgiving, but then it keeps coming back, and I get angry every time, and I never actually deal with those emotions, you know. But this year, I learned how to deal with that. I learned how to love purely, you know. You know how we are told to extend grace to others? So this year, I'm still learning, but at least I grew more. Like, let's say if I was on 15 last year, by this time I'm on like maybe 50, you know. That's like twice, you know. But yeah, I realized that I have to constantly extend the same grace that God has given me to others. We love because God has loved us first, you know, and then we love from the abundance of love that God has shown to us. In I think it was Romans 5 or Romans 5:8, I'm not sure, but one of them talks about how the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. You know, it's because of that love that has been shed abroad in our hearts that we are able to love, you know, because God is love. On our own, we can't love people the way God has designed us to love them, because your love may come with conditions. You know, you could love someone and say, if you do this, that's it, I'm done with you, never again, blah blah blah. But that's not how God loves us. You know, God loves us regardless of what we've done, what we do, what we're going to do. You know, so it's out of the love that God has shed abroad in our hearts, that God has shown us, that we are able to love others and love them, you know, the way God wants them to be loved. So I learned that this year, and I'm still learning, you know, to extend that same grace to others, you know. So if God keeps forgiving you, if God keeps saying, you know what, I've got you at every point, I should be able to extend that same grace to other people, you know, and be like, you've wronged me, but I'm not holding it against you, you know, like, here's a new slate. But, you know, I'm still doing that with, like, still watching them, you know, just in case anybody trying to move mad, you need to stop it before it gets to that point. But yeah, I've learned to extend grace more, so it's kind of like easier for me to forgive. And that is because things that happened to me this year, people that, you know, I didn't think would do things to hurt me, did that a lot this year. So yeah, you know, but how was it Denzel that said, if you tell God that you want to grow in something or like whatever, he makes that he brings that situation to you so that you can experience it and grow, like experience, not theory, practical, you know. So yeah, that kind of helped me grow. Then health. Most people that know me know that I'm a fitness enthusiast. I always say enthusiast because just thinking about fitness gets me excited, but it's the follow through that's where the issue is. But this year, when they announced lockdown and we started working from home, that was sometime in was it April or May? I'm not sure. But when they announced lockdown like this, I was like, you know what? I reject every form of fat in this body. And then I was like, okay, ginger. I started working out. I started running because I was like, because I've never really liked cardio. So I was like, you know what? Let me just try running since I'm home and whatnot. I tried running for like a month or so, combined with some strength exercises, combined with some home workout on this Fitify app and all. I started losing weight, you know, and I was like, that's not really the plan. You know, the plan was Project Flat Tummy, not, you know, lose weight everywhere. So I, in natural fashion, you know, like what every normal person would do, I did the first thing every normal person would do. I gave up. I said, you know what, I'm not gonna run no more. I'm not gonna do that. And then I switched to yoga, and I was in yoga like almost every day. I've always liked yoga because for a very long time growing up, I was told that I was stiff, you know, I couldn't move my waist, I couldn't do anything because they said that I did not know how to dance. They said, because anyone who knows me knows I'm an awesome dancer. Yes, that is a statement of fact. And if you do not agree, that's your personal problem. As I was saying, I started yoga and amazement. So as of now, you know, my core strength is better, my flexibility is better, and I registered for the gym sometime in September. Let me tell you guys how that happened. On the 15th of September 2020, I said, let me go and do general checkup. You know how they always say, check your health, check your blood pressure, and that young people still used to fall sick, young people can still have heart issues and die, so always be checking these things. I said, let me go and check. I now saw my results. I now asked the lab technician. I'm like, sorry, what does this one mean? That you say my cholesterol level is something, something. He was not like that. He said in some cases, I think the number varies. So for some people, the number that I was seeing could be high, and for some others, it could be standard. But that there really is no need to panic, you know, that I should just watch what I eat. And I looked at this woman like, you've got to be kidding me. I'm 23 and I should watch what I eat. Are you okay? So you're telling me that, you know, not only am I, you know, fat, in quote, you mean if I don't stop eating the nonsense I used to eat sometimes, I'm gonna die? I don't wanna die. Don't mind me, it wasn't that deep. But yeah, as he said it that day, I kid you not, I walked to a gym that was close to my office / close to my house. I dropped 15K and I was like, you know what? Sign me up. She is cholesterol level that's high. Okay, let us do gym and stuff. And that's how I started the gym. It's been fun. My colleagues used to ginger me a lot. They'll be like, auntie, no gym today. God, those people stress me so much. They were practically forcing me to the gym, and I had so much ginger. But then, like in November / December, I was not having ginger anymore, and I was tired. But yeah, from next year we go again, because I took a break this Christmas period. I decided to just do yoga alone, you know, because I feel like when I do something continuously for a while and it doesn't, like, I start to lose my zeal for it. So I usually like take a back seat and then go back with full force. So from next week, my resumption date is Monday, 4th of January at the gym. So yeah, from next week we go again. Career. Yeah, so my plan for this year in my career was to be able to measure what I bring to the table, you know, because I feel like when it comes to content, because it's not maybe like ad numbers or like impressions, so if you're like a paid ads specialist, it's easier for you to see the numbers to show that this is what you're doing, you're making progress, you know, you're reducing like budget spend and you're maximizing profit and things like that, like that. But with content, it's a bit more difficult to measure. So this year I spoke to my team lead about it back to back, you know, and then he made me realize that, you know, if you're doing the content for everything a brand is putting out, you know, that's basically on you. Whatever like numbers we have to show is on you, because if there's no content, there's nothing to put out, you know. So yeah, it just kind of made me see that my role was like crucial to the team's success, to the brand's success, and all of that. So that was nice. And I also got to learn about, you know, like other players in the industry, you know, not just like on-demand service, but like in tech and stuff. So I kind of had like an entry into the world of tech, because like prior to this year my entire life plan was to work in advertising, you know. I'll be a copywriter, get promoted to a senior copywriter, become maybe like a deputy creative director, become a creative director, you know, and just retire, you know, and stuff. So I didn't really see myself moving over to what we call the client side, which is where I am now. So it was just like, you know, it was really funny, because it was like a whole 360 shift from what I originally planned to do with my life. But it's actually been amazing, because I've learned more. I realized that, you know, the world is moving fast and we have to, you know, move with it, so that at the end we're not stuck trying to play catch up. Finances. I had a very grand plan this year that I feel like, see personally, I feel like I could have achieved it, but you know, I need better money management. I tried budgeting. I started around October, I think, And every time I do that budget, as my salary comes in, the next words that leave my mouth is, why am I poor? Why am I poor? But I reject poverty in Jesus' name. Anyway, so for my finances, I earned more, I gave more, because I gave more. I think this was the year I actually started doing friendship allowance, like for real, and send people money for their birthdays or buying gifts and things like that. It was this year, and I'm really proud of the growth I accomplished in that regard this year. So let's do more next year. Traveling. I was supposed to get a passport. I feel like, you know, that the reason why I've not been able to get my passport is because maybe something is telling me that it's not time yet for me to japa. Because if I get the passport now, and it's like maybe 5 years, the clock will not be ticking, and I'm not doing anything with it. So we've moved that one to next year. But I was able to travel more. I think I traveled to Ekiti and Osun State. I went to, we're supposed to go to Erijesha, but we couldn't go in because of COVID guidelines and all. This was sometime in like August. But I went to the gate, and I have a picture of me at the gate. So yeah, I went to Erijesha, and then I went to Ekiti. I also went to Ife. I've never actually been to Ife, but I went there as well. So I traveled more. Well, I traveled more, but locally, because I was supposed to travel to Cape Verde with my baby girl. And then when COVID hit, you know, we started spending our money. And that's how we now travel no more. Personal development. Yeah, this year I feel like I did a lot of things related to like personal development, because one thing I always wanted to do was to teach. I always joke with the idea that I don't know enough to teach people, but I realized that, not that I know enough to teach you, but I realized that, you know, like teaching the little that you know could actually help. Because I'm someone that when it comes to like content and stuff, it kind of comes easy to me. Writing comes easy to me, you know. So I just, in my head somehow, I assume that it's the same for everybody. But apparently it's not, you know. And this is something I found out when I was teaching. I didn't actually want to gather a class to myself and say, you know, I'm teaching so and so in content marketing, come and learn, whatnot. But when two different people requested for like teachers for courses that they were handling, I went and I taught. And one of my friends gave me money for teaching in this class, and I was like, yay! But what was more important to me was the fact that people actually learned stuff, and I was like, you don't mean it. So there's something in my brain that I can actually give people, and it makes sense to them as they are receiving it. Wow. Wowza. Wow. But yeah, it was really fulfilling for me, and I'm really glad that I was able to tick that off my list for last year. Sorry, for this year, rather. I also, there's this thing that I was doing with my friend, Favor, last year. It was to do ads for different brands. I started it last year, but I did not have the ginger, you know, to push it out. So this year I finished, I did I think 20 ads, 20 different brands for 20 days. And the funny thing is, I posted it on LinkedIn and I got a gig from that, you know. And that was nice, because that was money that I wouldn't have gotten if I hadn't been bold enough to put my work out there. And if I hadn't put it on my vision board, I would not be seeing it looking at me every day like, auntie, you have not done me, you have not done me. And I started this podcast last year. Also, I had the idea to start a podcast for young people, you know, just basically sharing things that I've experienced, that like other young people are experiencing or have experienced, you know, to sort of guide or like let you know that you're not alone, you know, in whatever it is that you're experiencing. Like, I'm with you, I've got your hand, I'm holding you, you know, we'll pull through together. So I started this, and I hope that someone has learned something from it. I hope that, you know, it hasn't just been me saying nonsense or saying whatever. And the funny thing about this is that as a person, I actually do not like the sound of my own voice. But okay, it's all good and fine. I hope that this hasn't been so boring for you and whatnot. Then education. I wanted to get certificates, you know, that were like paid for certifications, you know, just to add to my CV or portfolio or something like that. But I did a course in Excel. Why this is something that's important to me is that by January 2020, I never would have thought that I would do any course that looked remotely like Excel. I will tell you why. As a person who works with words, I have an avid disinterest in numbers. Like, if I say anything that looks like Excel, I'll be like, nah, numbers, not interested at all. At my first appraisal in June, my team lead was saying, you know, that this thing I'm always saying, that I don't like Excel, blah blah blah, don't like numbers, that if I want to scale up in my career, I'm going to have to deal with numbers at some point because I work in marketing, you know, and blah blah blah. And I was like, no, we need to. Actually, that's not what I said, because I was like, okay, fine, I'll take a course in Excel. This was in June. Do you know when I took a course in Excel? In October. Do you know when I finished it? In November. And the day I finished it, everybody heard it, because I was like, you don't mean it. It's not really that hard, you know. Actually, it was quite difficult for me because I failed sometimes. There was one time, I think it was in week 2, that I kept failing the exam. And I was like, what is going on here? I did not feel like this in my 4 years in university. What kind of nonsense is this? But yeah, I pulled through and, you know, I passed, and it was really exciting. So now, even though I'm not like an Excel buff, you know, but if it comes to maybe things I have to do with like budgeting or looking at the metrics, you know, trying to find patterns or trying to arrange data so you can, you know, see what's happening with it, I can attempt to do that. I say attempt just in case anybody in my office listens to this podcast and, you know, goes to say, but you said in your podcast that you can do it. I'm just gonna attempt, dears. Thanks and God bless. I had a plan to read a book a month. During the lockdown, I started a book club with my friend David. We were able to successfully read 3 books before the group people began to dull our spirit, and we were like, okay, fine, we'll close the group. Everybody should go back and read on their own. But I think if we are counting like novels and whatnot, I read over 30 books this year. That's really small, Sha. But then, you know, it is what it is. I plan to do more next year, you know, so there's that as well. And finally, relationships. My first plan concerning my relationships this year was to have deeper and more meaningful friendships. And I can boldly say, I can beat my chest and say, yes, mission accomplished. Because this year I met really amazing people. And what's funny is I met these people online, you know. There's someone on my team that says I'm antisocial, which is very funny because people would swear I'm one of the most sociable people they've ever met. But anyway, because I had such free time during the lockdown, you know, and because for some reason the online space emboldens people to actually take shots, you know, like shoot shots, like those people that naturally may not be able to do it in public. Not me though, because I can do that in public. I can walk up to somebody and be like, hi, I like your vibe, be my friend, or I'll blow you or something. Anyway, I'm not violent, I promise. Some people just say that, but they don't really mean it, because, you know, I'm all love and stuff. Anyway, so yeah, I made friends mostly from Twitter though. I also collaborated with them on certain things that they had to do. You know, I was willing to help this year, and actually I'm glad because it took me out of my own self and I realized that, you know, we get true fulfillment by helping other people, you know, and sometimes we find our like our purpose while we're helping like other people achieve theirs. You know, life is just kind of, I don't know what the word is, but it's not so straightforward, you know. There are twists and there are turns, and it's always nice to have someone holding your hand. you know, as you navigate that. And then I fell in love. We don't fall in love, it's true. We stand in love. Yes. Yes, we stand in love. Don't mind me. So I got into a relationship with someone I am completely besotted with. Anyway, so yeah, that's how my relationships were this year. I found my this man, and I left God went Twitter to this man Twitter. But yeah, this year generally was really amazing. I grew, which, you know, sometimes still shocks me. But then I see that even with the lockdown, even with the pandemic, even with how kind of messed up the year was, everyone has a story to tell. I lost people this year. I cried this year. I was frustrated this year. I was disappointed this year. So it's like, well, like, I'm really glad that even with all the bad that happened, there's at least one good thing that we can hold on to, you know. And I think that's what life is really. I think life brings all of this negative, or like all of these bad things in quotes, like all of these bad things to you, so that when the good things happen, you learn to appreciate it more. You know, it's kind of like how death makes us appreciate life. You know, loss makes us appreciate abundance. Poverty makes us appreciate abundance. But God don't allow us to be poor, to fear. We will work hard and we will get our money and we will enjoy. We came to this life to enjoy, not to suffer, to enjoy it. That is why we are here. But yeah. As I round off the final podcast for this year, I just want to say that this was a year. This was a decade. This was 10 years in one. This was, oh my God, 2020 was such a year. But, you know, we pulled through. Some people made mad moves. Some people just survived. Whichever category you fall in, you know, you pull through, and that's what matters. 2021, we move to great things. You know, as always, I'm rooting for you. And you know the drill. Leave me a message on Twitter, or if you know me personally on WhatsApp, you know. But reach out, share, you know, tell other people that, you know, there's a young person that relates with them, you know. So that's it, guys. See you next year. Happy New Year.